Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 21, Holiday Dating and Etiquette. So it's that time of year. And as we jump into this beautiful holiday season, I want to talk to you and to those who are either single or just newly dating. I know that it can be difficult to navigate the holidays with family and work and friends when you are single and or a committed relationship. We all have the different dynamics of families and different dynamics of friends. So coming together can be difficult, but it can also be really, really fun. So I want to try and give you tips so that you can be prepared and really enjoy the season for what it's supposed to be: family, friends, good food, good wine, just really making those memories together, and to not stress over these things. So let's make today fun and informational. So imagine I have holiday music playing right now, maybe some jingle bells, and drinking a hot cup of cocoa as I'm telling you all of these things to try to get in the mood a little bit. So I want to talk about ways to meet someone when you're newly dating during the holidays. That can be a really awkward time to date, but I honestly think it's really amazing because everybody's in such a great mood. There's things going on. There's more events than normal. So I want you to attend all events you're invited to. Everyone, don't turn one of them down, because this is an opportunity to really meet some people outside of your circle. It could be through a coworker or a friend. Holiday parties that are at a friend's or coworker's house are the absolute best place to meet someone. One, you have a friend that is a common denominator. Two, talking to her should feel much more relaxed in a party atmosphere. There's no pressure in seeing if she wants to go on a second date, since you will only be meeting her for the first time. And this is a really great informal way to get to know somebody. I think that you should shop for presents versus buy online. I know that you can buy some online still, but make your way to the mall or to stores to put yourself out there so that you can meet somebody. This is a great place to meet new people, exchange number. Grocery stores are a great place. I know so many people here in Austin especially get picked up at Whole Foods. So maybe try another Whole Foods or your favorite grocery store and go at a different hour. Maybe during lunchtime or after work. Just make sure that you look presentable. If it's on the weekend, you never know who you'll meet. And being that you really want to meet somebody, make sure your hair's combed and you have clean clothes on. And if you have weekend casual attire. So holidays are such a beautiful time of year, and there will be more people than usual there at the grocery stores buying food and drinks for their family or preparing for a party. So I feel like this is just a great time of year to meet someone new. Okay, traveling on a plane or a train. I know that it's so comfortable to put our earbuds in and even sleep or watch a movie or just zone out, or maybe even catch up on some work, but make it an effort to take your earbuds out and be present. you never know what conversation you could strike up with the person you're sitting next to. And this could be a great introduction to get to know someone a little bit more. I mean, you're stuck on that plane for a little bit or the train, so you might as well make use of it and make sure you smile, introduce yourself, ask her who she's going to see, ask her even what her favorite part of the holidays are. Just ask her some really cool questions. Maybe that way you'll see if it's something that's worth getting her number, if it's something that you're even interested in and trying to go on that date with. Another great place to meet new people, new women, are charitable events or through volunteer work. This time of year, it's great to do that. Choose something that resonates with your beliefs and or your desires to help. This allows you to meet someone that shares similar values and giving back to your community. Just some examples, go do something with your local toy drive, your homeless shelter, soup kitchen, and or animal shelter. These are just a couple good examples. I know this is crazy, but like shipping presents, all shipping stores, you're just standing in line at the post office for longer than usual and someone's cute behind you and start a conversation. Say hi. Hi is a great icebreaker. And maybe, oh, who are you shipping to? I don't just strike up a conversation. Make sure, obviously, you present yourself well. I say present yourself well all month until this becomes a daily habit. Another great place is if you're picking up coffee at a coffee shop or lunch. These days, a lot of people are warming up with hot drinks and working in coffee shops. We still have a large percentage of us working remotely. And this kind of just presents a great place to meet someone. Just make sure she isn't elbows deep in a novel or a presentation before you approach her. Another great place is at a local synagogue or a church. There are a number of people that frequent these institutions this time of year. Make sure it is a place that you want to go to, though. Not just, oh, I'm just going to randomly go to this church and you have no church beliefs or anything. And if religion is a deal breaker for you, then maybe this is the perfect place to volunteer or attend services. I think another one, and this is the last one I'm going to give you, is organize a party yourself or throw a potluck party in your neighborhood or community. I think it's a great place. And that way, maybe, and just tell them, bring a friend or bring a neighbor, and you never know who's going to show up. So keep options open. Okay, so you met her at a party and you've asked her out and she said, yes, nice job. Super proud of you. Look at your confidence soar. Okay, but where do I take her out in this holiday season, weird time? It's not normal. Again, I think this is a super fun time to date. I'm going to give you 10 examples of things that you can do. And please, there are so many more. Definitely go ice skating. Find an ice skating rink. This is just a fun activity to get to know someone. It can be fun to get outside of your comfort zone and be playful, have some hot chocolate. Hopefully, this will also tell you about her to know if she's fun and open to doing some fun activities. Visit a fun local holiday market and go shopping. I know some places have Christmas markets or fun local vendors just to go in this time of year. So go make it a couple hour afternoon trip. Make a nice reservation for a dinner at one of the top restaurants where they decorate for the holidays and have a fun holiday drink. Go on a hot cocoa crawl. Try 5 different places and that serve hot chocolate and rate them at the end of the night. Take a dance class together. Maybe salsa to see if there's some chemistry. I like it. Have a friend's night in with hot chocolate and Bailey's and spice it up and sing some Christmas karaoke. Take a holiday cooking or baking class together. Go sledding or hit up a ski resort. Do some volunteer work together. There's nothing like giving back and feeling so good with another person to share that with. Have a Christmas movie marathon. Most of all, have fun. Please do not stress dating this time of year. Enjoy. It is so much more fun when you can just really let your hair down and just have fun with the activities. This doesn't mean that this person is your Mrs. Right, but it could be. So have fun.
Okay.
So you've recently started dating and you are unsure of what to get her as a gift. You know, what gifts to give her if you've only been dating for a month or two. So I think if you've just started dating maybe within a month, I think maybe a nice perfume or a pair of shoes or something small but nice. 2 to 3 month necklace, a bracelet or earrings. Make sure it's real gold. Do not insult a girl and buy something else. She will be really happy and it's just a nice, thoughtful gift. If you've been dating more than 3 months, you should know her love language. And if you don't, go to take the love language quiz and find out so that you can get that perfect gift for her. If her love language is words of affirmation, maybe you write her a poem and frame it. This is just an example. You can come up with some of your own. If her love language is acts of service, then maybe a spa day or hire a cleaning lady to help her out. If her love language is quality time, then book an all-day uninterrupted day of doing fun activities together. You guys can come up with that based on things that you've talked about. If her love language is gifts, then buy her something sentimental, like a necklace or an object to represent your love. Maybe it's something that you guys did together, and then you bought her something that represents that. Is her love language physical touch? Then maybe you get her a booklet you made her for a massage that she can use at any time, or plus some fun makeout sessions in there. Make sure you're not being selfish in the gifts that you think about getting for her, though. If you bought her lingerie in hopes that you get to see her in it, or you buy her a bread maker so she makes you bread, or even she's aware of her, that she needs to lose weight, so you buy her something that's exercise related, could really go the wrong way and say the wrong thing, and that could really blow up in your face. So pay attention to her as you're dating and you get to know her. When you give her that perfect gift, she will know how much you were listening and really love that gift even more. All right, I'm going to talk about etiquette. And this has to do with all day etiquette, but in relation to parties and dating. So, what to wear? Your image says everything about you in just a few seconds. So pay attention and make sure that you are constantly aware of your grooming, your cleanliness, the way your clothes fit, your style, even how you carry yourself. So your hair, make sure your hair is brushed and you do not have dandruff or too much product. Too much product can just look like, I think of the guy, I forget if it's Pauly D from Jersey Shore, and his hair doesn't move. So none of that. Nails, your nails should always be trimmed and clean and make sure that they're not rough in any shape or form. Your breath. Make sure you brush after meals or food is not stuck in between your teeth. And if you can't brush between meals, say you're out and about, make sure you have breath mints or spray or gum. There's nothing worse than when you're talking to someone closely and they have bad breath. So I don't know how you plan to have a fun makeout session or even go for that mistletoe kiss when you aren't minty fresh. Body odor, shower and wear deodorant. Please be clean. Cologne. We love cologne, but don't overdo the cologne. Less is more. Not everyone responds well to certain smells, so keep it to 1 to 2 spritz. We women want to be turned on by just a little and turn into your neck to smell you for more. So remember that. Your wardrobe should be clean. Make sure you're not wearing dirty, stained, or funky smelling clothes. Your shoes should be shined or clean. Make sure your belts are in good condition. Your clothes should be neat. They should be pressed. No missing buttons or holes. Your stitching should be intact. No loose strings. Also, make sure you use a lint roller if you need it, especially with animals. You want to talk about your animal, not wear them. Here are a few questions that I frequently get. What do I wear to this event? What kind of party do I wear this type of clothing style or black tie or suit? Or what do I wear to this type of event? So we're talking about holidays and holiday parties, whether it's Christmas, work-related, or New Year's, it is the best time to dress it up. Yes, dress it up. Unless the party specifies that it's an ugly sweater party or a theme party. If it's not, then you should be wearing velvets and satins and patent leather or all of it. It's a great time of year to wear clothes that are festive. Red, green, gold, blue, and silver, to just name a few colors. Just make sure that you are keeping somewhat of a theme when you wear an outfit. Trust me, us women will be wearing sequins and crystals and satin or velvet. So compliment her or stand out and put your best holiday foot forward. We will not judge. We will definitely notice. So do make sure and ask what the dress code is, though, if it's not specified on these invites. If not, go wild, have fun, make it dress to impress. Holiday party etiquette. Is there a white elephant gift expected? And kind of gift, what kind of gift exchange? Or is there a pool of money for your boss's present? Just be prepared and ask the right questions before attending the event so you don't show up and look stupid. Is bringing food a requirement? Is it a potluck style party? Pay attention to the invitation or ask the host if it doesn't say. Like I said, the worst thing is showing up to an event empty-handed. Also, when you bring a dish, if it is a potluck, bring a dish that's a type of food that you love or a dish that represents your family traditions. This can be a really great conversation starter. It's also a great way to talk about traditions and family and what are your family or your tradition, like, yeah, your family traditions or yours this time of year. Do your traditions line up with hers? It's another great way to learn about a person in this type of setting. Also, bring a nice bottle of wine or champagne with you for your host and or the party. I always recommend grabbing your favorite just in case there's nothing else for you to drink at the party. If you're drinking white wine or champagne, hold your glass properly by the stem. We do this because we don't want that cold beverage to be hot. And when you hold it with your hands, that's what your hand does, is heat it up. If it's red, though, you may hold the base of the glass. Or like an after dinner drink, like an amaretto or something. It's great to warm up that alcohol with your hands. Cocktails should be in cocktail glasses and beer and beer glasses. Please use a 2-drink minimum. Okay. I say this very lightly, but no one wants a scene of any type, especially at a party. Unattractive traits are sloppy drunks, slurring your words, or getting raunchy or too loud. You don't also want to have what they call beer goggles so that, ooh, Sarah was looking so fine the other night, and then you guys go on a date and she's not looking like you remember. Keep it classy and also so you remember the evening. But here are a few tips. When you are attending parties, make sure that you RSVP. Okay, so many people get invitations, and I know we get a lot, but just RSVP as soon as you get it. And yours will be saying yes every time. Make sure and ask if there's anything or any possible way that you can help. Don't overindulge. Be on time, not early, be on time. And if you're going to be more than 15 minutes late, call them, call the host, let them know you're on your way and that you're running a little bit behind. Because you never know if they're having an actual dinner that starts then or if it's a lot more informal. Tell them thank you. Manners are a big turn on, but be genuine. Make sure and use your dining etiquette properly. If it's informal with finger foods, then take a few and let others take. Obviously, you can go back, but make sure everyone has gotten some food or had a chance to grab some. Do not talk with your mouth full.
Ew.
Use napkins if you need them. Don't smack your lips. Obviously, that 2-drink minimum. Use utensils when necessary. If it's a dinner party, ask if there's a specific place you are sitting at. So use your utensils also from the outside in. And you guys all know the B&D. So your left is your bread and the right is your drink. Remember, if you are cutting a piece of food from a bigger piece, cut it, take a bite, put your fork and knife down, chew, and then do the next, so on and so forth. We don't want people like shoveling food. It's really not attractive. So that's a couple little dating etiquette advice pieces there. But really, go have fun. This is such a great time to go on those dates and meet that amazing woman. I just think that there's so many opportunities this time of year compacted into just a few weeks. Well, I would say a month or so. And stretch outside of your comfort zone. I know that it's easy to sit home and watch Netflix. You've had a long day. Maybe you just want to have a beer. Like, I get it. Also a stretch for me sometimes to get out there. But this is what you want. This is, you're ready to meet her. And I know you're ready, especially after listening to all my podcasts. I want to reach out to you all and wish everybody happy holidays from my family to yours. And I really appreciate you listening and hope that these podcasts are entertaining and or you're learning something new, because that's really why I'm here. I love teaching. I love what I do. And I'm so grateful when people come to me and they take away pieces of information and take them into their lives and actually use them. And their relationships become better, or they meet that person that they've been longing to meet. So thank you again. Happy holidays. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMoreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode, because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, CelesteMoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.